Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
All right, so remember, we're talking about glasses today.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, we learned that round faces should have square glasses because of the angles.
Okay, 所以如果你的脸型是圆形的话呢，诶，因为你的脸太圆了，所以你可能需要 square glasses, 就是方的镜框，会让你的脸看起来比较有棱棱角角。Okay, 有棱有角 angles.
And square faces should have round glasses.So there are no angles, and this makes faces friendlier.
Okay, 但是相反的，如果你的脸已经有棱有角，就是方形脸，你就可能要戴像这样子圆形的眼镜哦，这样让你的脸看起来呢，就比较 friendly, okay, friendlier, 更加友善。
And heart-shaped faces can use thin glasses,Or glasses with details on the bottom, kind of like this.
Oh, 我懂了。所以如果你的脸是 heart-shaped, okay, 就是心形的话呢，你可能就需要可能比较细框的眼镜，然后下面底部要有一些细节的 ,okay, 这样才可以 balance, 才可以平衡。
Frames for a fantastic face. Retro frames.Best for triangular faces. People with triangular faces have wide jaws. The top part of their face is smaller.That means they can go back in time. Glasses with more detail on top make them stand out. Women can try the cat eye. As for men,Try glasses from the 1960s. Round or square frames. Best for oval faces. Lucky for you.This face shape can work with many different looks. In fact, almost any glasses look good. A person with an oval face just needs to find glasses.They like best.
Wide power.
Wide, wide. This river is very wide and deep. You'll need a boat to cross it. This river is very wide and deep. You'll need a boat to cross it.Top, top. Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building. Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building. Lucky, lucky. You won $1,000? You're so lucky. You won $1,000? You're so lucky. Just, just. I don't drink soda, so could I just have water? I don't drink soda, so could I just have water?
Okay, so in today's article, we're going to talk about two more face shape.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so our first heading says retro frames are best for triangular faces.
Ooh, okay. Mm. 好，我们接下来看到是完全截然不同的脸型哦，就是 retro frames， 就是复古镜框。Okay, now they're best for triangular faces， 就是正三角脸的意思哦。
So, what's special about people with triangular faces? The article says, people with triangular faces have wide jaws.
Okay, 所以呢，如果你很好奇说这个正三角形的脸是怎么样呢？其实他们的下巴比较宽。We learned jaws already from yesterday. 所以这个下颚下巴的地方就是 jaws. Okay, 那 triangle 是什么呢？就是三角形。所以刚刚提到的 triangular 就是三角形的这样的意思。
Okay, we also have today's first vocabulary word in that sentence, the adjective wide, which is spelled W-I-D-E, wide. So the adjective wide means something has a large distance between each end. For example, we could say, this river is very wide and deep. You'll need a boat to cross it. Let's say that one more time. This river is very wide and deep.You will need a boat to cross it.
Wide 就是宽的意思哦。OK, 那其实呢，如果你笑得很大的话 ，you can call that a wide grin,、G-R-I-N. 你有没有你的嘴角都可以拉到这么宽、？OK, so our example sentence 刚刚提到就是这条河 is very wide and deep, 很宽也很深。那你就必须要坐船渡河。Now wide can also mean to include or involve、a large number of people or things,、就是设范围很广泛这样子意思。For example, if I say, the book appealed to a wide audience.
Oh.
Here, a wide audience means many people liked the book.
Okay. Well, the article also says the top part of their face is smaller.
Oh, interesting.、Okay, 所以呢，刚刚提到、正三角形，他们的脸部的上面这一块可能就比较窄哟。
So we know the top part of one's face here is the forehead. So it's smaller here, bigger here.
Okay.
But we also saw our second vocabulary word in that sentence, the noun top, spelled T-O-P, top. Okay, we're talking about the noun top. The top is the highest part of something. For example, Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building. Let's say that one more time.Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building.
Top, 昨天我们学到的 bottom, 对不对？这就是它的相反词 the opposite top, 就是顶端的。像是刚刚提到的 Sarah, 她的办公室是在那栋建筑物的怎么样 the top floor 的顶楼哦。那如果你在开抽屉的时候你可能会说诶最上面那一层抽屉就是 the top drawer or the top shelf, 就是那个架子书架等等。
Okay, so what kinds of glasses look best on these people? The article says that means they can go back in time.
Oh, okay, so 他们能够有一种怎么样回到过去有复古的感觉。Go back in time, 就是回到过去。Okay, I love like those going back in time, time travel movies. Yeah, like Back to the Future.
Okay, so people can wear glasses that were popular many years ago or back in time. For example, the article says,Glasses with more detail on top make them stand out.
Okay, 接着文章提到就是、有多一点细节在镜框的顶部的款式可以让他们怎么样更加突出啊更耀眼这样的意思 Stand out 就有显眼或是突出的意思 For example, I could say something like His bright top made him stand out in the crowd、可能他是穿一个 bright apple green 就是苹果绿的颜色、哇大家就觉得好显眼哦 Now, stand out can also mean 出色 Okay, 他也可以有出色的意思 For example, his performance really stood out
Okay. Hmm. Okay, so the article gives us some examples of these kinds of glasses. It says, women can try the cat eye.
Oh, okay. 接着我们提到就是、mm-hmm. 女生可以试试看怎么样。The cat eye 就是猫框眼镜哦，所以它不是猫的眼睛这样的意思，猫框。
Okay, now, I love these glasses, but cat eye glasses do not look good on me. But men can also try glasses from the past.
Oh.
The article says, as for men, try glasses from the 1960s.
Okay, 因为男生不能用 cat eye. 至于男生呢，我们要怎么样呢？他们就可以试试看，如果他们想要走复古风，他们可以试试看1960年代的款式。As for somebody or something, 就是至于什么什么。For example, I could say something like, oh, he's here. As for the others, they'll arrive later.、Mm. So the others will arrive later.
Right, and this is a good example of glasses、from the 1960s.、These are retro glasses.
Oh, 就是有复古风耶 but,、
mm-hmm.
but Aaron is not a man.
对、actually, it's funny. It's because I、actually wear sunglasses、that look like this.、And I think these glasses look good on me.
They do. 真的耶、我觉得 Aaron 很适合。You look really great with these glasses.
Oh, thank you. So we're coming up to our last face shape. The heading says, round or square frames...are best for oval faces.
Wow, aren't they lucky?、Mm-hmm. 所以呢，如果你的脸是什么呢 ？Oval faces 就是鹅蛋脸。哇，你好棒！你可以不论是 round 圆框，或者是 square frames 或是方框，都很适合你啦。
Okay, so people with oval faces have lots of choices.、
Mm.
In fact, the article says, "Lucky for you."
Right. Okay, 所以如果你是走一种啊。鹅蛋脸的人，你太幸运了 ，lucky for you.
Mm-hmm. Now here's our third vocabulary word, the adjective lucky. It's spelled L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. Okay, we're talking about the adjective lucky. When something lucky is when something good happens to you because of luck. For example.You won $1,000? You're so lucky! Let's say that one more time. You won $1,000? You're so lucky!
Lucky! Okay, 就是幸运的这样的意思。因为我们都知道 good luck 就是祝大家好运这样的意思。所以 lucky 是个形容词，有幸运的意思。像是刚刚的例句提到啊，什么你赢了新台币1000元 ，You're so lucky， 你太幸运了吧 ？Lucky 可以用在好多的情况之下。我再举更多的例句，像是 I consider myself lucky to know you.
Oh,
you're
your
good friend. Or sometimes we could say somebody is probably always lucky in love. That means、mm. he's always lucky in his romantic relationships. 就是他的恋爱运还不错 lucky in love.
Okay, well, the article says more about oval faces. It says, this face shape can work with many different looks.
Lucky! 如果你是鹅蛋脸，因为 oval 就有这个椭圆形的意思，这个脸型呢适合很多种不同造型啦。Work with something 就是对什么东西有效这样子意思。
Okay, this is cool. The article even says, in fact, almost any glasses look good.
Oh, 这个是太令人家嫉妒了。People will be jealous of you. Okay, 所以几乎任何款式的眼镜，在这个鹅蛋脸的人的脸上呢，哇，都看起来好好看。
Well, I wonder if I have an oval face. I can never tell. I think square glasses look best on me, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's round face. Okay, but back to the article. It says, a person with an oval face just needs to find glasses they like best.
That's true.、
Mm-hmm.
所以其实鹅蛋脸呢，因为你们太多种的选择，你们戴什么东西都整百搭，都很好看。所以呢，你们要苦恼的可能是，你们要只需要找到你们最爱的眼镜，这样就行啦。Okay, something you like best 就是你最喜欢这样的意思。For example, what kind of food do you like best, Aaron?、
Japanese food.
Oh, me too.
Okay, we've got our last vocabulary word here too. It's the adverb just, which is spelled J-U-S-T, just. So here, the adverb just means nothing more than the thing you're talking about. For example, I don't drink soda, so could I just have water? Let's say it one more time. I don't drink soda, so could I just have water?
Okay, just 在本课呢是当做副词来用，有只是这样子的意思哦。像是刚刚例句提到，就是我不喝 soda， soda 是什么呢？就是汽水。So could I just have water？ 所以我可以只要水就好了吗？那如果呢？哎，你想要就是跟另外一半说，我只爱你一人，就可以说 I love just you and nobody else。But you. OK, 那或许呢有时候我们会说啊，可能手不小心被割到了，你就可能人家说 Are you OK? Oh, it's nothing serious. Just a small cut, like a paper cut maybe. 可能被纸割到了 OK. Or sometimes we can say, Oh, he's just a kid. OK, 他只是一个小朋友啊，不要跟他计较啦。
OK, well, that's all the time we've got for day two of our article.But we're going straight to our review time next, so stay tuned.
Magic Box! 小亮点
Celine， 欢迎到 Magic Box 找亮点。大家看了两天的眼镜和脸型搭配，有没有觉得自己更时尚了啊？那今天 Celine 就挑了几个亮点要跟大家分享。我们先来看看 stand out 这个动词片语，字面上的意思是站得很出来。那其实它的意思啊，完全可以从字面上猜到，大家可以猜猜看哦。它的意思啊，其实就是突出、显眼这样的意思。说像是文章说的，眼镜上方细节越多的，越可以让正三角形脸型的人很突出。 Glasses with more detail on top make them stand out. 我们可以用 stand out from blah 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 表示某人事物跟其他的人事物相比起来很突出。例如呢， Elsie 的努力让她很突出。 We can say Elsie's hard working makes her stand out from the crowd. Elsie's hard working makes her stand out from the crowd. 从一群人里你就会看到Elsie 的意思啦。哎呀，这个动词片语呢也衍生出一个形容词哦，叫做 outstanding。 它怎么拼呢？就是 outstanding， 也可以用来形容别人很杰出。例如呢，我们可以说 Elsie is an outstanding teacher。 Elsie is an outstanding teacher。 Elsie 是一个很杰出的老师哦。最后我们再来看看最后一个文法点，也就是最后一句话的 they like best， 意思呢就是最喜欢。那这个 best 是用来修饰 like 这个动词，所以大家可以猜到 best 的词性是什么吗？没错哦，就是副词，只是啊它是最高级哦。那原型是什么呢？它的原级呢其实就是你快说出来了。没错不对哦，不是 good， 它原型应该要是 well。 请大家跟我一起回到第一天的课文，第一句是不是说 square frames look best on people with round faces？ 这边有一个 best， 但是呢它是接在也是接在动词后面，那它是修饰动词的副词吗？像第二天的一样吗？大家可以再想想看，如果要说某一个人很好看，我们会说 you look good， 因为这个 good 是形容人而不是 look 这个动词，所以这边的 best 也是一样咯，它形容的是 square frames 方形框在圆脸的人脸上很好看，所以一样是 best。 可是这两个 best 是不一样的，今天的 best 是修饰 like， 所以是副词，那昨天的可是形容词哦。希望大家明白这两个 best 不一样的地方啦，那我们下次见，拜。
Wait for it, it's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome to review time.
Whoa!
So, Laura and I are going to play the same game as we did yesterday.
I know, because we won 1 point each, so that's a tie, right? 我们昨天评分。Now we added more words, like words from day one and from day two.
Okay.
So there are a lot of, you know, chances for me to win today.
Oh, and me.
Okay, so you ready, Erin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready, set, go!
top, bottom.
Oh my god.
I can't believe it.
She has top. This one has a T.
No, this is 下面, so it's bottom. Oh, but I think you're just a faster.
A little bit faster.
Yeah, okay. 赢一分, so that's 1 point for Aaron. Okay, mm-hmm. So another go. Ready, set, go. Spin. Spin. Remember we learned that from yesterday, which is the opposite of thick.
Right.
Spin, 就是薄薄的.
This is the last one. I lost a point for this one yesterday too. Yeah.
Okay.
So these are my shapes.
Okay. So I got a point. Aaron got a point now. One more, and we'll see who can win today's game.
Okay.
我们再比最后一个，那谁拿到分数很明显 ，winner 就是谁了。Okay, ready, set, go. Lucky.
Right. Oh, she won.
And they're both today's vocabulary words, right? This is lucky, 就是幸运草啊，当然就很幸运。那这个呢，就是一条河 ，the river is very wide.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's Laura with 2 points.To my 1 point today. You guys can play this game too. It's easy. You can just find some pictures on the internet and play this with your friends and your classmates. But that's all the time we have for A Plus English today. So for now, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Frames for a fantastic face. Retro frames. Best for...Triangular faces. People with triangular faces have wide jaws. The top part of their face is smaller. That means they can go back in time. Glasses with more detail on top make them stand out. Women can try the cat eye. As for men,Try glasses from the 1960s. Round or square frames. Best for oval faces. Lucky for you. This face shape can work with many different looks. In fact, almost any glasses look good. A person with an oval face.Just needs to find glasses they like best.
Wide, wide. This river is very wide and deep. You'll need a boat to cross it. This river is very wide and deep. You'll need a boat to cross it. Top.Top. Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building. Sarah's office is on the top floor of the building. Lucky. Lucky. You won $1,000? You're so lucky. You won $1,000? You're so lucky.Just, just. I don't drink soda, so could I just have water? I don't drink soda, so could I just have water?